It's Monday, October 21st, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central, the longest continuous and running tech podcast. This is show 900, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Our October GoDaddy special, customers get economy hosting for $1.99 a month and a free.com at GoDaddy.com using the promo code HOSTOFF3 or get a.org for $9.99. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Boy, can you believe this? 900 episodes. Hey, you know, let's launch this, baby. You know what comes next. Strap in. Here it comes.
This is the Geek News Central Podcast, part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. So grab a cup of coffee, take a seat, and crank up that volume. Because you're listening to Todd on the Geek News Central Podcast.
No, I'm not done yet.
You're listening to the Geek News Central Podcast.
Know it's coming. Remember this from the old days?
From Honolulu, around the tech world, and into your ear, this is Geek News Central. And now, here's Todd.
One more.
Yes, that is correct. The molecular structure of the atoms within the atmosphere causes... Oh, hello! Hello, do come in. This is the Geek News Central Podcast, coming to you from historic Ford Island in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Well, not from Ford Island anymore. Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central, coming to us live. And we are live, as it can be, from the beautiful state of Hawaii via the Geek News Central studio overlooking Greater Honolulu. Hey, everyone, welcome to the show. Happy 900th. And I don't know, I just get a kick out of playing some of those older audio intros. I've even got one a little later that I'm going to play for you that made a short debut. We'll play that a little bit later in the show. If you're checking in for the very first time, man, oh man, you've strapped into a show that has got some legs. 900 episodes tonight. This is the 900th episode, you know, and I really think about it a little bit, and it just kind of blows my mind, to be honest with you. I'm going to share some stats. At least it was kind of some calculated stats. Nothing that's like super scientific. We'll get into that in a little bit, but boy, oh boy, what a ride it has been. But I guess, you know, first and foremost, I give a warm welcome to all of the Ohana. And yes, you are part of my extended family. I love you guys very much. Thanks for being here. And some of you have been here since show number one. And we got a special prize tonight for one of our long time listeners. Thanks for being here, and I tell you, all of you that have been, no matter what number you came in, you're immediately family here. And as the Ohanasaurus back there says, well, you know, basically, welcome to the show. You know, and if you're new, if you're checking this out for the first time, maybe you've never listened to the show. This show format's a little bit different than other shows. We spend some time at the beginning of the show just kind of talking, getting caught up, just as friends would on anything else, and then we get into the business of the show. If you're here for like a boom, 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 boom news show, it's coming, but we're going to talk a little bit tonight to begin with and reminisce a little bit and kind of step back in time. But hey, you know, Geek News Central, the website, you know, what a ways we have come. You guys remember the old design? And I was going to go back to the Wayback Machine and grab a copy of it and put it up tonight, but kind of ran out of time. But, you know, the show site's been in this, I guess, this format now for 2 or 3 years. And I really love this design from a, you know, usability standpoint. And it could be a little more optimal, could be a little more flat and everything. But, you know, it serves a great purpose. And we have a lot of traffic and our great writers that put up content every day. And of course, my team of podcasters as well. I was talking with Langley from Robot Underpants just the other night about some of the stuff going on with him. And, you know, if you guys haven't checked Langley's show out lately, please do. He's doing some cool stuff in a hangout. And he's got Spin on with him many times and some of the guys there. And, of course, we don't want to forget Mr. Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. And Don brings you a great show every week. He's up to 127 episodes, and he goes in and finds the gadgets. And, of course, the new media show that I do with my co-host Rob Greenlee every week. We had the new media show number 25. Of course, well, this show's been going on for a while. We changed the direction of it, about 6 months ago. But we had Rob Cisternoff on. He was a two-time Survivor contestant. And he's got a great podcast today. He has it's over at robhasapodcast.com. We talked with him for about an hour. I was almost missed this show. I thought I had another hour, and you can tell I was a little bit flustered because, like, I just got the studios turned up and the Skype thing rang. It was Rob. I said, "Rob, you're an hour early." He says, "No, we're supposed to start." And I was frazzled. So it's a very obvious that show. I felt bad for Rob, but sometimes that happens. You know, I had to take my kid to an SAT. Things went nuts. But check out all the great content on the website. Get subscribed to all the RSS feeds via iTunes or via your favorite podcatcher. Please do that. When you do that, I guarantee it gets ads to our accounts. So make sure you get subscribed and get connected with the newsletter. I'm going to share something about the newsletter as well. I need to make sure I add that to my discussion points tonight. Something I just want to share with you guys as well, because I got an email from an email blast I sent out, but we'll talk about that here in a little while. But you can contact me real easily on Twitter at Geek News. Email address is geeknews@gmail.com. And the hotline, I canceled it, but it goes for another 3 weeks before they actually shut it off. But we're changing tonight. No more hotline, okay? That's gone. It's gone, gone, gone. The hotline's gone. I will not play any more things coming in from the hotline. But there's something new that I want you to use. It'll be real easy to use on the website. All you got to do is on the second column of the website, if you ever want to, and this is, it basically saves me $100 a year. It's not a lot, but about $100 a year, there's a link. It says send GNC a voice message. Now, I use a company that we had their thing on the website of the website for a while, but I didn't want to have their sidebar thing. So there's just a link on the website, takes you over to SpeakPipe, and you just click start a recording. And as long as you've got a webcam or a microphone on your computer, it's real easy to send that out. And then we'll get it. We've got some of those to play tonight. Some of the guys over at Geek News Central put it up for me. So definitely appreciate them doing that. And we'll play those a little later in the show. Let's see here. What else? Of course, we're part of the Tech Podcast Network here. We're up on live on YouTube tonight. And GoDaddy, man, oh man, what can I say? If GoDaddy had not came in and sponsored this show in July, yes, July of 2005, we really would not have been able to do. And they were the nemesis, or the genesis for everything that came from there on out. And that was really the point where I said, holy crap, there is a potential to have a business here beyond this show, which has drove some people in this audience crazy. But that really made me understand that there was, you know, financially it could be viable. They have been here how many months? You know, all these months after months, sponsoring the show. I got an email from my rep over there. He says, man, whatever you're doing this month, keep it up. We're moving the $1.99 promo code deals. We're moving the $1.99 hosting deals. which you get a free, that's basically $1.99 a month, and you get a free .com when you sign up for a year. We're moving the 30% off codes. We're moving the $1.99 domain names. So it, we're like, he says, whatever formula you're using this month, go, 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 because he says it could turn out to be a very good October. We need a good October. We really do. And, you know, and I have to admit, you know, Citrix hasn't been here with us for a couple of months, but they definitely infused huge amounts of cash into the space. We're a great part of this show for many, many years. They've changed some objectives. We don't know if, when they'll be back, but here's the main thing. We want to thank those, all those sponsors all throughout the years. You just think about Hitachi. I should just go down the list. There's a stack of them that have been in and out as sponsors from time to time. Audible, all the different companies that have come in, really, because you know this, and what you can't see, it costs money, and they had to put food on the table and everything. So you know, don't. I know you guys, drives you crazy when I talk about the sponsors too much, but they really, truly, truly keep the lights on here and keep my family fed. So thank you so much for the sponsors, and just as a, you know, a reminder, of course, tonight GoDaddy being a sponsor here at the show, we definitely want to get you over to geeknewscentral.com /GoDaddy. All you got to do is just come down the website, click on the GoDaddy link on the website, and it's got everything there. It's got the $1.99 economy hosting for 12 months with a free domain. It's got the 30% off. It's got the .org for $9.99 in conjunction with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's got the $1.99.com. You get one of those by using $1.99geeks. And then all my everyday codes where you can save money. So when you use those codes, it truly, truly helps the show. You know, I haven't talked a lot about the secret sauce with the sponsors, but here I am measured every month on not the number of renewers. I'm measured every month on the number of new customers. Folks that get brand new account are basically new customers to GoDaddy and sign up and get their, so that's how I'm measured every month. And without you guys, we would have never been able to meet those objectives month after month. And I kind of know the number they're looking for. Sometimes we come in a little under, sometimes we go over a little over, and there's always, it's right in there good. And if we go a month that's down, I get a little nervous, but so far they've been with us the entire time. So thanks to GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here. I love the new direction of the company. Less jiggle, more business. And we hope that you guys appreciate that as well. Okay, so anyway, moving on here. Let's just talk just a little bit. Thanks to my family. You know, for 900 days over the past 9 years, husband and dad's been here in the studio. 5:36 I roll in, and I normally get done 10:30, 11 o'clock at night is when they really get done with the show. And so for 900 nights, every Monday and Thursday, almost without fail, they have written, and they don't count on dad for those nights. They know I'm here with you. And, you know, my youngest son, he only knows this show. You know, he knows the intro by heart. So, you know, the family has been here, you know, from the beginning. My wife, I mean, my God, she has, you know, not only with my travel and everything else, she's acted, you know, when there's been a, you know, squabble going on behind the door, it's not like I can get up and leave. So really, she's handled a lot and had a lot of weight on her. So huge, huge, huge thanks to my family. And I let them know this every single day that really, I appreciate their support and me doing the show. Again, thanks to the sponsors and most, you know, and not to begrudge the whole family and sponsor and everything else, but this thing would be nothing without you guys. You know, you're my family. You guys send me emails, and when you send the comments, that really kind of keeps me going, you know? So, you know, as you're listening to the show, I know we've been here a long time and it's episode after episode after episode, but really from an audience standpoint, keep sending that feedback, keep sending the comments, keep sending the links to cool stuff you found, because that really takes the show to another level. It gives the feedback that I need to make adjustments and everything else. And that's, you know, for you guys, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I know many of you have been here since show number one. But, you know, the unsung heroes, you know, is my team over at Raw Voice. And tonight I'm wearing my Raw Voice shirt. And you really, what they have done, really was based on my dream. You know, on this show, I called out. I said, I need a graphics guy. I need a programmer. I need a lawyer. I need a business development person. And from that came, and some of, a few of you were on that conference call and you decided, no, I'm not going to do this because he's crazy. But, you know, that core group was there and we formed something incredible. You know, Angelo is our developer and the coder, and he's the one that's doing the heavy lifting on the code and the websites and everything else. Brian, you know, with the graphics and the development, I drive him absolutely insane. I really do, because my vision and his vision don't always match up, and we have to work together to find a happy medium. Sometimes he wins, sometimes I win. You know, it's vice versa. Jeff, our guy out in New York, who's basically kind of, you know, lots of good ideas and information coming. And Barry, our finance guy, you know, Barry is the man. He's the guy behind the scenes. I send him legal issues. We, you know, taking care of finance, the billing, the taxes, everything that goes on. And then, of course, all of our support team. We got Kathy, our copywriter. She does a fantastic job. I'm not allowed anymore to blog because on the Raw Voice site without letting Kathy massage everything. And Mike, you know, Mike's back there doing tech support. And, you know, God bless him, because if I had to do it, we'd lose customers. We would, because I'm not, if we're talking one-on-one, I'm fine. But if it's an email, I'd be like, are you an idiot? You know, and Mike has got the patience to do what needs to be done on the customer support side. And then everyone else has been part of our Raw Voice, Blueberry, Tech Podcast, ProMed, Travelcast Network, Jamie, and, you know, all the folks that have, you know, been here throughout the years and the crazy ride we've had. You know, that team is really, you know, I say oftentimes we don't get enough credit, because without PowerPress, where would the podcasting space be? There would be tens of thousands of podcasters that literally would be screwed. Someone else probably would have come up with something. But, you know, we built this incredible stat system. You know, we give it away, but we have premium services for people. And we, you know, we ask people, if you love us, you know, get the $5 a month account and show us some love back so we can keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, unfortunately, people have, you know, and you know, we put as much back in the space as we can. So, you know, even though this show is this show, you guys know I, you know, have my tentacles out there in the new media space, and it's changed, you know, it's growing, and there's lots of networks and, you know, tech podcasts. We were the first podcast network. You know, that idea came to me and another guy in December of 2005. You know, we're kind of like email back and forth, and I'm like, yeah, let's do this thing. You know, no, that was actually December 2004. And we launched Tech Podcasts in January of 2005 with 13 shows. You know, and some of those guys are still around, you know, Adrian Bacon, Andy McCaskey, Mike Smith from the, you know, all these core guys that were together from the very beginning back in, you know, those early days. And it's been nuts. It really, really has. And some people have transitioned to different things in their life. It's been cool. But one thing that's been consistent is you guys have been here for this show. And I want to really thank all of you for making this such an enjoyable ride. I will admit there are days I just want to say, hey, I just want to relax. I want a beer. You know, tonight I thought I would break tradition and have some scotch. We're going to save that show for show 1000. I've got a bottle that someone has sent me on show 1000. We'll break that out and we'll have a toast together. Okay. I'll break tradition here when we hit show 1000. But, I figured, nah, let's save that for a really special occasion, and show 1000 will be it. So let me just kind of give you guys, and these were just like, I just quick calculated them with a calculator. It's nothing that, if you come back and say, Todd, the numbers you gave last year were, we're close to this or something, just go ahead, sue me, okay? Here's what it looks like in the numbers wise, and just hold on to your hands. So if you've been here from the beginning, which I know a couple of you have, 5,400 hours as amount of time I put in just in the show, just doing the 900 episodes. And that's, you know, that's not all the extraneous stuff. That's just, you know, Monday, Thursday. That means, though, that you have listened to me, if you've been here from the beginning, 1,125 hours or 46 days. Or if you just want to listen to me 8 hours a day, I have created 140 days of content. If you listen to me for 8 hours every day, if you start at the beginning. Now, here's a number that's going to just fry your brains a little bit. Collectively, as near as I can figure, if I take the audience averages and growth and sizes of the show, you've all listened to me, as far as I can tell, about 140 million hours. The number of earballs that have listened to me have equaled to about 140 million hours. Now, I was trying to figure out how much data have we moved, and it's in the thousands of terabytes on the audio, and actually almost 10,000 terabytes of video. And I think we started a video, what, 365 or something like that? So incredible numbers, you know? You know, when we started this ride when I started show number one in a hotel room in Waco, Texas, it was, who didn't know what I was doing? I wasn't a guy doing audio. I could barely write a blog, you know? But just things moved so fast. And in December of 2004, Wiley asked me to write the first book on podcasting. That came out in May of 2005. And you guys know all the story about, I think it was show 69, where half of you left me because you were pissed because I sold out. Because I was so, I insulted this space because I was so wanting to make money. The book deal, $10,000 or $11,000 or $12,000. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say how much. But, you know, whatever it was back then, you know, it's been pretty crazy. It really has. And you're going to see, yes, and the cool stuff we've done there and where we've taken that. And all I can say is thanks. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. Thanks for your support. And I hope that I've lived up to your expectations through the years. So, you know, that's really all I got to say about show 900. And, you know, you guys have been here with me. You guys know the story already, you know. And I think back to show 200. That was a tough one, folks. Show 200 was, you know, that changed my life. You know, it's something that, you know, I hit these 100 episodes and I reminisce about, you know, my dad's been gone 7 years, you know, now. Hard to believe he's been gone that long. So, it's been an incredible ride with you guys. Thanks for being patient with me, and thanks for putting up with me for jabbering like this in the beginning of the show. And yes, we got tech to talk about tonight, so don't worry, we're going to be there in a minute. But thanks. And I guess from that point, I don't want to reminisce too much more. I'd love to hear your guys' comments. We'll have some stuff at the end of the show. I've got those emails you guys all sent me, those homework assignments and stuff. We're going to share some of that at the end. So we're going to have a bunch of fun stuff at the end, and we're going to give away some prizes, okay? We're going to give away some stuff. And matter of fact, let's get tonight. There's a new email address, and I actually created it today. It is insider@geeknewscentral.com. This is a new email address that's going to Sam. And Sam will be managing the prizes and stuff that we've given up. But the one person that I wanted to honor first tonight was George McNally. George, you've been here for all 900 episodes. You made a comment on Facebook. So, George, what I want you to do is, it's your choice, an Apple TV, a Roku, or Chromecast, whatever three you want. If you've got all three, we'll work something else out. So send an email to insider at geeknewscentral.com with your address, George. And thanks for being here for all 900 episodes. Now, we'll say we had someone come in and make a donation today to, or actually a couple days ago, personal donation to the show, and asked me to use that specifically for prizes tonight. And it was an anonymous donation. I want to thank that individual for contributing. And we're going to try to do what we can to spend all that tonight, okay? It's not big, but no insider money or nothing from the advertisers used tonight for prizes. It's all from basically listeners like you. So that's the first prize. George, thanks for being here for and putting up with my butt for 900 episodes. And the rest of you, same thing. Also, Podcast Awards Slate announcement is going to be, obviously I switched gears there on you, right? Podcast Awards Slate will be Sunday. And if the stuff's trickling in slow, I'm a little nervous. I'm kind of kicking the folks that are helping, saying, come on, hurry up, because I don't want to have to slide the announcement date. But 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific will be the Slate announcement for the Podcast Awards this coming Sunday. Our crowdfunding continues. We're doing okay, not as fast as we want. But if you want to support the show, there's obviously, actually support our coverage of CES. There's a little box on the website. You'll see it at Geek News Central where you can help us out with our crowdfunding. And we'll see how that goes. It's just, it is what it is. And we hope that you guys will support with your dollars. So anyway, that's where we're going. And again, remember, no, can't call the hotline no more. I'm not, if anything comes in, I'll probably check it, but the new hotline, what you're going to use is basically a link on the website at geeknewscentral.com. Okay. So I think that's it for before we get into the content, but, what do you guys think we should do for the next 99 shows or, you know, 100 shows before we hit 1,000? Kind of crazy, yeah, to get to 1,000. How many shows, how many podcasts have got to 1,000? You know, I don't know. How many have got to 900? How many have made it 9 years? You know, I've gotten a lot grayer and a lot fatter since we started. So you really have. You know, this chair, I was looking at this chair. I love this chair, but this chair is starting to take a beating. You know, I said, honey, how long we've had this thing? She says, well, at least since we moved in here, the wheels are starting to break. And I'm like, maybe, I said, still a pretty good chair. Maybe it's time for a new chair. This is when it was expensive. She says, that thing was like $600. You got to get at least 6 years out of it because at least $100 a year. So we kind of laughed about that. But maybe we'll just get some new wheels for it. Okay. Again, geeknews@gmail.com is the place to send an email comment. And anyway, let's get into the stuff. And those of you that are on YouTube, thanks for being here. And very, very cool. And Axeman's there. We've got Scarveni. We got some unidentified folks as well. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Staying up late in the NYC. I got to share this before we get into it. Now, this was an intro. I got to love the guy. He's high energy. He said, I got an intro for you. I've been working on this with my buddy. And I mean, I was kind of didn't have warm fuzzies about this intro when they were demoing it to me. And when we played it on the show, there was feedback immediately. I got at least 500 emails saying, kill that intro. So I want to play one that didn't make it very far. And if he's listening, I love you. You did your best. But this one just didn't match. So I'm going to play this for you guys now and you guys will get a little kick out of it. And then I promise we'll get into the tech stuff.
Podcasting to the world from the islands where the tech winds blow. It's Geek News Central with Todd Cochran. Geek News Central, with the latest news from the podcasting universe and the world of tech.
Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Now, from Honolulu, Hawaii, Geek News Central with Todd Cochran. Sponsored by GoDaddy.
Oh, man. I hope he's not mad if he's listening. Oh, I just, that one had the most wild reaction from all of you. It was like, immediately, get rid of that. It lasted exactly one episode. You know, and it's not that bad, but it's kind of got this weird, woo. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I digress. Let's get into the tech. That's what you're here for, right? Oh, man. Funny. Oh, man. How can you top that? Let me go ahead and hey, tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day. Apple. What are they going to give us? New iPads, of course. But what else are they going to give us? Some predictions out there. Maybe a new Apple TV. Maybe an Apple. Hey, oh, by the way, if it's a new Apple TV and it's an actual TV, no. We're talking about the hockey puck, okay, George? I can't afford to buy you a $1,500 TV, all right? So if they announce that tomorrow, it's the hockey puck size one, all right? So we'll see you tomorrow, but it's going to be live blog starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. So very early here in Hawaii. And lots of predictions, but we'll see what they have to announce. I hope the Mac Pro comes out. I hope it's about $1,000 cheaper than what I think it's going to be. I mean, I said it was like $1,500 cheaper, but maybe not. Google did something cool today. Google sent a lifeline to internet users in Iran and China. Starting today, an internet user in an oppressive country can swap online identities with someone in the West, Josh Rogan, of the on how the tech company is battling censors. So starting Monday, what they've done is they have created a browser extension called uProxy. And what this does is it establishes an encrypted link between two users. So if you know someone, or maybe this is, you know, you're working with some activists and you want to give them a encrypted link between them to you, and then they use your internet connection to get on and do email and everything that they want to do, both of you have to install this uProxy plugin. So this is pretty cool. So Google Ideas Director Jared Cohen, a former official in Hillary Clinton's State Department, will be unveiling uProxy at a conference called Conflict on a Connected World, hosted in conjunction with the Council on Foreign Relations. So this is kind of cool. Very, very cool. They've actually got this new digital attack map, too, we'll talk about here in a few minutes. But uProxy rollouts, a big news and kind of a nice move by Google to give people in repressed countries access to the net and safety and a safe way. I have to show you guys something. And ladies, or even guys, if you got that friend who sometimes you can't quite stand to be around, there's something new on the market. And I don't know how to really kind of describe it. And this is not techie, but I thought it was so cool that, so quirky that it was proper for show 900. Gizmodo was talking about the magical pair of underwear that can filter out your fart smells. So they got a picture, interesting picture on the website. But anyway, if you've got that friend who is, for a better word, always causing you discomfort, they have what's called Shreddies. It uses a thin and flexible carbon cloth called Zorflex. Zorflex is apparently used in chemical warfare suits. And to be honest, that's appropriate given the intensity of someone's flatulence. Here's how Shreddies explains its magic. They use activated carbon, and it absorbs all those odors. Due to its highly porous nature, the odorous vapors become trapped and neutralized by the cloth, which is then reactivated by simply washing the garment. So for $40 for guys, and no woman will ever admit to wearing these, $30, you can buy Fart for You, Fart for Me, Fart for All, Fart Forever. I'm sure these really work well. I made sure it wasn't April 1st when I saw that article. All right, next one up. Hey, Microsoft tries to clarify Windows 8 app support on Xbox One. Dell had basically been kind of pumping it up, saying that all of your top Windows 8 apps could run on and be synced with the incoming Xbox One. I said, huh, what do you mean? You're going to be able to sync the apps? Does that mean I can build a podcasting app and it'll sync to the Xbox One and you'll be able to get podcasts on the Xbox? Nope. Microsoft is not saying exactly how it's going to work. They're saying not all the Windows 8 apps will run on Xbox One. And you know why? Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. Xbox is all about the money. You're not getting on the Xbox. It's the golden goose that laid the egg, golden egg. This is a cash machine. This thing prints $100 bills for Microsoft month after month after month by the people using the game boxes. This thing is such a big cash cow. You're not getting into Xbox One unless you can add to the cash register ringing. But Microsoft's got some challenges and challengers. So maybe at some point the Xbox team over there will start loosening the screws a little bit and letting some of us podcasters, you know, they're selective and you have to have relationships and know people to get in. And believe me, you know, I've got the inside guy and it's not happening for us. So it tells you how restrictive they are and you're just not getting in. It just isn't going to work. So, but we'll see. We'll see what apps. I'm sure your Facebook app and your Twitter app and all that stuff will be on there. But your podcasting app, probably not at all. Now, I've done lots of interviews, you know, and a matter of fact, I got an email this morning from a guy wants to do an interview on a podcasting subject. I got to meet with him tomorrow. So imagine that individual interviews me tomorrow, 20 years from now, decides that he thought my interview was so fantastic that he's going to reprint that in an ebook on Amazon. Well, it's my interview that I gave to him voluntarily. He can do whatever he wants with the content, right? Well, a specific author by the name of Bill Bryson, known for his humorous books on travel, along with his publisher Trans World, a division of Random House, is apparently claiming that Bryson holds a copyright on an interview he gave 20 years ago to a gentleman by the name of Mike Gerard, who published it in the literary magazine Passport. Now, he thought that interview was so good that he republished it as a Kindle ebook. And they've been taking the book down for copyright violation. They can't do that. You know, journalism wouldn't work. You voluntarily give an interview. You know, you can't set restrictions on, you know, what's done with that content. You can ask, but you have to ask up front. You know, it's just ridiculous. But anyway, they seem to think his words 20 years later are that important. Do I really care about what this guy said 20 years ago? Nope. Am I going to buy the ebook? Nope. But you know what? Some people think they're so, they got to buy those new undies because, you know, they're kidding themselves if they think their know-what doesn't stink, right? Maybe the undies that can finally be true. I went there. Over on Yahoo, Russian spy agency is seeking to expand the internet surveillance just like they do with the NSA. Russian authorities are moving to expand surveillance to the internet by requiring service providers store all traffic temporarily and make it available to the top domestic intelligence agency. So they're just following someone's lead, right? Now, France, on the other hand, they're pissed. We know that there's been, based on some news stories, that a significant number of data sets were collected against French citizens, and the French are not happy. They have basically summoned the American ambassador and has demanded answers from Washington. So this, I find this very interesting. Here's what they say. We work in a meaningful way in the field to fight against terrorism, but it does not justify everything. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius told reporters in Paris, adding that it require a very quick clarification from the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, whom he is scheduled to meet with in Paris on Tuesday. Of course, the French prosecutor's office already opened an investigation of possible violations of French law sustained during this alleged collection against French citizens. And it's an interesting move here. Not winning friends and influencing people, for sure. All right, there's rumors that tomorrow we're going to have a gold iPad. Do you really think it wouldn't have been a gold iPad after, you know, that's not a big leap, but this is a supposed color. It's what the makeup of it's going to be for those of you that are watching on the video. And that's supposedly the design. I don't see too much of a change here in size, but we'll know tomorrow, won't we? And they're going to be gold. Come on. We know that. That's not a huge a leap of faith. For sure. All right. Another article over on Yahoo. You know, kids today, man, they're doing some cool stuff. Eric Chen, with his two Google Science Fair trophies, one for his age category, one for the grand prize, he became the third grand prize winner in Google Science Fair. Judges awarded him $50,000 and a 10-day trip to Galapagos Island, a year of mentoring and other prizes, and a meeting in Google headquarters after awards were announced. So what this young man did was he created six new flu drug candidates. Huh? He mixed up flu drug candidates. He was worried about H1N1. And he basically says, why can't we use the new computer power at our fingertips to speed up drug discovery and find new flu medicine? So he said, I wanted to do some computational research, so I looked for a computational lab to work at. I came across Dr. Roman Amaro at the University of California, San Diego, and she was willing to let me work in her lab. Because this field was completely new to me, a lot of initial steps were figuring out what this field was about, and but very cool. And so he came up with some strategies. I'm sure I had some mentoring, but I'm really happy. We got some nice big brain kids. They're doing cool stuff like this. There's hope for this country yet. All right, how many of you are bloggers? How many worry about the Google search engine? I do. I look at my search results every day to see how the traffic's coming in. Google introduced a new a logarithm called Hummingbird, and they say it's seriously good for content creators. I'm thinking, And I have noticed that we try to do all original content at Geek News Central. We don't try to, you know, even though we may have daylight late on some news, everything we write, we try to write single source. We don't cut and paste stuff. And all these podcasts that we do are obviously adds to that pile of data. So this is pretty cool. It's helped us. Traffic's up. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to make search more intuitive. So you would say, if you wanted pictures of the Golden Gate Bridge, you would say, give me pictures of the Golden Gate Bridge. That's what you would say to Google, right? But if we were typing it, we'd say Golden Gate pictures because just we're lazy. We're not going to type it the rest of the way out. They're trying to make it so mobile. Folks that are on mobile devices are going to be able to have better searches by talking into the mobile device and knowing that those search results are going to, you know, have to be expanded based upon spoken word versus typed word. So very interesting write-up here. This is a good stuff, SEO stuff for anyone that is a blogger. There's a little bit of ugliness going on between Yahoo and Microsoft. Apparently, Chief Executive Marissa Mayer tried to slow the rollout of its search deal with Microsoft and question its partner's commitment. This is court filing is showing in the latest sign that their strategic relationship has got some issues. A U.S. judge ruled on Monday that Yahoo must adopt Microsoft search technology in Taiwan and Hong Kong under their partnership. What? I hate Reuters when it does this. Refreshes to give me a new ad. Basically, it must use Microsoft search technology in Taiwan and Hong Kong under the partnership forged in 2010 to try and lessen Google's dominance in search advertising. The ruling comes 2 months after Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer announced plans to retire, with hints of a widening gulf between the two companies. And Yahoo has been critical of the partnership in past, and they've had some narrow disagreements. Yahoo declined to comment on what's going on with its ongoing legal matter, but they're not happy with one another, obviously. So we'll see. Well, I think what it is Marissa Mayer wants stuff back inside Yahoo. She doesn't want Microsoft search stuff. But quite frankly, none of us have searched on Yahoo for years, right? Yahoo search sucks. they were the king before. And then they got greedy. And they said, oh, you got to pay to submit stuff. Or you got to go through these hoops to submit links. They just didn't get ahead of the power curve. And then Sergey and the Google dynamic duo showed up and changed everything. All right. For those of you airplane buffs, the world's two longest commercial flights linking Singapore with Newark and Los Angeles, they're gone. Singapore Airlines daily nonstop for Newark stretches over 9,500 miles. And they're basically saying, hey, these flights can extend to 21 hours. We're not doing them no more. So they're canceling some of the longest routes in aviation. And some of those flights only had 100 seats on, all business. They're $8,000 round trip. Whew, crazy. Just to save 4 or 5 hours for a one stop. Believe me, you don't want to be on an airplane for 20 hours. You want to be on for max like 10 to 12, get up, walk around for 2 or 3 hours, and then get on and do your next leg. You know, that's how people die in the air. Be in the air 21 hours. And I, you know, when I was P3 guy, in active duty Navy, my longest flight was like 13 hours. And we're slow, you know. And believe me, that's... You know, I did those all the time. You don't want to do longer than that. It's not healthy. Congratulations, Netflix. Netflix earned earnings quadrupled as the internet video subscriber service lineup original program helped attract 1.3 million more U.S. subscribers. They are now have more subscribers than HBO. It's huge. They are a power to be reckoned with, for sure. Of course, this big announcement tomorrow about Apple, you know, people are worried about Apple. The money folks are. We know that Apple's at the top of the ranks of Fortune 50 on the success of the iPod, the iPhone, the iPad, MacBooks, and so forth. But we know to become sustain as a market leader, they need new products. Now, we know that one of the two products that Apple's believed to be working on is a smartwatch and a television. A flat screen TV has a potential really to add billions to their bottom line. So there's some predictions out there. If Apple came out with something, they should be able to garner 22% of the TV set market. But they got to come up with something huge. And the multi-billion dollar TV industry doesn't want to play. So we'll see where this leads. Any predictions for tomorrow, folks? If there's an Apple TV, I've already told you I'll be in line to get one. I believe what they will do will be evolutionary, and we'll see. We'll see where this leads. And a weird investment, and I haven't quite figured this out. Bill Gates knows something I don't. U.S. software billionaire Bill Gates bought 6% of a Spanish construction company. It's called FCC for 113.5 million euros, and... Okay, a construction company in Europe. What does he know? It makes you go, huh. All right, I want to show you guys something here. This is a new thing that Apple's come up with. I talked about a little earlier. It's called the Digital Attack Map. And here we go. And it's at digitalattackmap.com. And it basically shows exactly what's going on from attack vectors right now. Most of the attack stuff's coming out of the East Coast of the United States. Some of it's coming out of China, Vietnam, Pakistan, Switzerland, Great Britain, France. So it just kind of shows you, and it gives some details. You can kind of zoom in, which is kind of cool. So you can move the map around and zoom in a little bit. And it gives you more detailed information as you're zooming in. And you can kind of look at the attack data that's going on. One of these attacks is going on, has been ongoing for 56 days. DNS, it's a DNS misuse. Another one that's been going on here is a TCP attack. And just goes to show you all the little different things. And it's got all these sublinks. And basically, Google's able to track this because Google has so much data connections, they can see where stuff is leading. And it's basically, they've been tracking this stuff back a while and shows you when peak attacks are going on and so forth. And right now, believe it or not, we're in a peak period for a number of denial of service attacks that are going on. And probably the announcement of this got all the hackers fired up and wanted to basically show their stuff. So I imagine that's what's going on there. But very, very cool. A real-time map of what's going on in the attack space. If you guys notice over in Geek News Central, I put up a bunch of reviews of products and stuff this week. If you like any of those products, definitely check them out. I think I even put Amazon links to them as well. So definitely look through those reviews. You guys, if you watch the show and you see me turn my head from some time to time, you know that right back here, for those of you that are listening, right, you know, that typical place guys start to lose their hair right up on the crown. Yeah, you know, it's not good. So, you know, I've tried it all. I tried Rogaine for 3 years, nothing. Maybe I didn't lose as much hair. I'll be first to admit, I tried. It just, it's thinner and thinner. I'm destined to probably be bald in another 10 years or have a, you know, this landing strip down the middle of my head. I'm not so vain that, I would go get hair plugs or nothing like that. But scientists have, and this is something new, grown new hair follicles from the skin cells of balding men. Now, we know that, balding has a lot to do with some of the chemical stuff going on in men as they get older, but, they don't know yet how fully, you know, how effective this is going to be. But they think they're going to be able to transplant follicles onto the scalp and could it be involved in building a new treatment for hair loss. And but previous attempts used standard two-dimensional cell culturing techniques. But the new works grows the follicles in suspended droplets, better replicating the 3D environment of the body. Using one's own cells to generate new follicles is useful because hair color and thickness will match perfectly and the rest of someone's head of hairs, you know, versus someone else's, you know, hair. So this is cool. I'm kind of excited. There might be hope yet. I'm sure it'll cost $50,000, but I'm not going there. We'll see how it progresses over time. The folks at CryptoSeal, it's a VPN provider, closed down its consumer VPN services. The company says it zeroed its crypto keys, adding, essentially the service was created and operated in a certain understanding of current U.S. law and that the understanding may not be currently valid. As we are a U.S. company and comply fully with U.S. law but wish to protect the privacy of our users, it is impossible for us to continue offering this CryptoSeal privacy consumer VPN product. The announcement ends with a warning. For anyone operating a VPN, mail, or other communication provider in the U.S., we believe it would be prudent to evaluate whether a pen register order could be used to compel you to divulge SSL keys protecting message contents, and if so, to take appropriate actions. So probably these folks were requested to have their crypto keys handed over, and they decided instead to shut down. Or maybe they had to comply and now they're not under that order and decide to pull the plug anyway. Interesting, yeah? Gonna force them out of business. Also, Apple may be moving GarageBand for iOS 7 to a freemium model. So we'll see that. I'm not a big fan of GarageBand. A lot of podcasters use it and have huge issues. To me, it's not that effective. Some people may disagree, but it's clunky, at least in my opinion. Over on TorrentFrank, there's a good article about making money from movie streaming sites. This is an insider story on folks that do massive amounts of media sharing, specifically movies and the like. And it goes into basically what it takes to make cash. It looks like a lot of hard work for little money. Link will be up in the show notes for you to review this. And basically talks about a little bit about the process without giving up the secret sauce. I still want to know where they find all this stuff. A Verizon glitch allowed access to texting data from any number. As long as you could log into the Verizon site, you was able to access some of the reports they had to be able to download a spreadsheet, which allowed subscribers basically to look at, you know, another consumer, another customer's account. And that CSV file provided the time, date, and the recipient of recent text. Unfortunately, the URL for that download contained the subscriber's phone number, and simply changing the phone number allowed people to download those. This happened about a month ago. Verizon's closed the hole, but they said, quote unquote, no customer's data was compromised. How would they even know? All right, this here should piss everybody off. I want you to listen. Listen to this carefully, okay? So you guys know there's the major credit rating companies out there, right? Credit bureaus. They track our credit. They make sure we pay our bills. And they give us this score, right? You know, and it's, you know, that number is very important when it comes to getting loans and buying a house and, you know, anything. Anything that goes with financials, credit cards, interest rates, it's all tied to these folks. They have a lot of power. So really listen to this. This is going to blow your mind. I didn't even know they did this. There should be a law against them selling this data. But one of the top U.S. credit bureaus was scammed into selling Social Security numbers to a Vietnamese hacker for months. Experian, one of the three national U.S. credit bureaus, reportedly sold SSNs through its subsidiary, Court Ventures, to Hu Mingyo, who allegedly operated an identity theft service called SuperGet.info. The site also sold driver's licenses, bank accounts, and credit card numbers, along with other personal data. Holy smokes. Now, this guy was stupid enough to come to the United States, and they caught him, and they arrested him. Though Experian holds highly personal information so it can issue credit card reports, it may at times sell that information to other discrete parties that offer such as fraud prevention. By posing as a U.S.-based private investigator in need of such information, this individual is able to gain access to Experian data through Court Ventures. But while Court Ventures only discovered the mishap after it was alerted by the U.S. Secret Service, Experian acknowledged the general details of the report, including that Court Venture was selling data to this guy who appeared to be engaged in the illegal activity. Has anyone been contacted by Experian about this? Now, let me show you, those of you that are watching, let me show you something here. The folks from Adobe sent me a very nice letter. And they explain exactly what's going on. They said, Todd, on behalf of Adobe System, I'm writing to inform you about an incident involved, and we already talked about this, information about you. We recently discovered that between September 11th and September 17th, an unauthorized third party illegally accessed certain customer order information. We take the security of personal information seriously and deeply regret that this incident occurred. So basically what they've told me to do here says you have until February 28, 2014 to activate this complimentary credit monitoring membership by using the following activation code. And they give me a code. This code is unique for your use and may not be shared. So if you saw that, I flashed up. I don't think you saw the number. But anyway, we also recommend that you monitor your account for instance of fraud and identity theft. This is the first time I have actually had a company mail me a piece of paper that tells me what's going on. Now, here's what's going to piss you off even more. You're entitled to one free copy of your credit report every 12 months from each of the three nationwide credit reportings. You maintain a free copy of your credit report by going to, and they tell me the company to go to. And who's on that list? Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Why is Experian, who's got our data, selling our data to someone? Did you guys know they sold our data? I was actually kind of shocked that they do. Maybe everyone knew this. I was under the impression that they were paid by the credit companies to do what they do. I paid for, you know, a membership with Equifax, you know, an annual membership to monitor my credit score and transaction because, you know, I'm in the public eye. I want to make sure that nothing's going on with the, you know, someone opening up an account in my name, you know, I have some other stuff employed to protect myself. And these idiots are selling our data to third parties, hackers. I find it incredible. Incredible. Adobe did the right thing. Experian. They hold, if you've never looked at your credit report, I encourage you. I really encourage you. Again, as a consumer, you can get one free a year. And you just go over to annualcreditreport.com and grab that credit report. If you never looked at your credit report, you should. And everything that you do is on there. You know, any type of revolving account, you know, be it your electricity bill, your credit card, your house payment, any credit card you have, of course, any type of jewelry store, anything where you're writing a check every month. It's incredible. It really is. And they're selling this data. I'm just, wow. Now, of course, you know, at least they can ingest our data. Today, or I guess over the last 48 hours, they've shut down healthcare.gov. The president obviously is defending healthcare.gov. I think he was blaming the Republicans because of the shutdown that healthcare.gov wasn't working. But, you know, come on, they had 3 years and $600 million. Give me a break. So they've shut the website down for 2 or 3 days to try to fix this stupid thing. And don't get me wrong. I understand a lot of people need insurance. And if you need insurance and this is going to be good for you, fantastic. But they could have made it work. You know, they could have made this thing work. And I'm sure they'll fix it. But someone was reporting that they have like 5 million lines of code to fix. And can they do that in 2 or 3 days? I don't know, but they want you to call someone now. And if you haven't pre-registered, you got to wait. If you pre-registered on the website, you can call. But if you haven't pre-registered, you can't. You know, if Amazon had this level of a failure, can you imagine Apple tomorrow? We got new iPads, folks, and we're going to turn on the website so you can order, you know, at this time. And they have to be prepared for millions of people coming in and ordering and processing their credit card at the very, very same time. You go through, you pick your selection, you pick your size, your color, what options you want. You know, you're doing this in conjunction with thousands and millions of other people. They don't have a problem handling this load. What is the problem over there? $600 million? Wow. Sign me up. I'm sure we can bill the government for something. I wouldn't even talk about that. There was a tweet that was out there. Oh, Facebook? They're deciding to allow videos of beheadings in your newsfeed. You know, they got these videos that these wackos in the Middle East are using when they're, you know, when they capture an American and, you know, they chop their head off. Facebook is allowing videos of beheadings in your newsfeed. This is incredible. I don't want my children being exposed to such content. I really don't. Facebook says its users should have the freedom to view such violent content. I think it's shocking that they would put these graphic in. What's next, porn? Okay, you chop someone's head off. You know, so something ugly to something, you know, degrading and wherever you feel it is in the spectrum. What's next? You know, what? Where's the line? I'm not a biddy. You know, I'm very open to what people do. It's up to them. It's cool. But putting, you know, if you want to go search your stuff out on YouTube, knock yourself out. One of the videos allegedly filmed somewhere in Mexico, something in the drug trade, depicted a woman being beheaded by a masked man. It made me sick to my stomach. And they're going to allow this to be on our pages? They have lost their collective minds. They're desperate. They're desperate to do this. Desperate to add content that's going to add shock and awe. You might as well just, if you're going to do that, you might just show everything and make it X-rated and just put it up. This is the new porn site, you know, and we can all leave. You know, if they're glorifying this beheading of humans, something is wrong. Are we going to let, animal cruelty stuff up next? I'm sorry. You know, I don't get it. I believe in freedom of speech. I also have the freedom of choice not to watch something. Right? So I choose not to watch. But if I see any of this in my Facebook feed, it's going to be on the front of my website, and I'm going to be screaming at the top of my lungs, how dare they expose me to this? Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com. We're going to go long. I can go long tonight, right? Controversy cyber threat, CISPA may return to Congress. Jeez, you got to be kidding me. Senators Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, and Saxby Chambliss, Republican of Georgia, working together to draft the bill. The goal is to allow and encourage the sharing only of information related to identifying and protecting against cyber threats. Give me a break. CISPA, once again, when will they leave well enough alone? Ex-Vice President Dick Cheney had his wireless disabled on his pacemaker to avoid the risk of terrorist tampering. Yeah, I probably, you know, as many people hate him, he's probably a pretty smart move. In a recent interview with medical journalist Sanjay Gupta on CBS News 60 Minutes, Cheney and one of his doctors revealed for the first time that the vice president's pacemaker had its wireless feature disabled in 2007, fearing that a terrorist could assassinate the vice president by sending a signal to the device. Pacemaker hacking has been demonstrated before in real life, notably by the late hacker Barnaby Jack, Cheney's cardiologist, Jonathan Reiner, elaborated on the risk to 60 Minutes, saying, "It seemed to me to be a bad idea for the vice president to have a device that maybe somebody on a rope line or in the next hotel room or downstairs might be able to hack into, and it worried that someone could kill the vice president." Wow. So we know that the vice president has suffered from very, very serious cardiology issues. And, you know, he's got a ticking time bomb in his chest. And he's worried about someone hacking his heart, shutting him down. Probably a smart move on his part. Twitter banning Bitly and other URL shorteners on direct messages. Jeffrey Powers over at Geekazine found this. I said, "Today I was trying to send a direct message to a friend. Included it was a Bitly link I needed for him to see. For some reason, Twitter kept saying there was an error and could not send the DM. After checking the page to make sure he was still following me and sending a couple of test DMs, I realized the problem was the Bitly link. I did a search and found that indeed Twitter was blocking DMs with Bitly links. They found many different links could not be sent. CBS.com was one of those that were blocked by Twitter's direct messages. So, of course, this is because Twitter is allowing non-followers to direct message people. And I'm getting all kinds of crap from people I don't want to get stuff from. All right, a couple of last things tonight. Google's Project Shield helps small websites stand up against denial of service attacks. This is pretty cool. Google's Project Shield has nothing to do with gaming. It's all about helping the little guy, created in response to Google Ideas requests, a think tank that provides tech solutions for social ideas. Made by Middle Eastern activists, Shield aims to allow small site owners, to serve their content through Google in order to withstand a denial of service attack and not go offline. So that's kind of cool. It's currently in testing and may make its debut soon. Over on CNET, 85% of iOS 7 users have never used Siri. So you've never used Siri? Hey, you know that antibacterial soap doesn't make your hands any cleaner? Actually, they say prolonged use of antibacterial soap could actually go the other way and make your more, basically it's becoming less effective. So some people use that stuff like crazy. My mom always said a kid has to eat 5 pounds of dirt by the time they're 5 years old and they're not going to be right. So just, you know, come on. Just go and wash your hands with some water and soap. That bacterial stuff works out good, but you know, 4 or 5 times a day, it's too much, except for at CES. ISO Hunt shut down early to block backup plan. He pulled the plug because there was a plan to permanently back it up to a backup site. And, he didn't want that to happen for some reason. So he shut ISO Hunt down early. For those of you that have a Microsoft Surface, Microsoft has a fix for your Surface. They've released a ROM, I guess, for you to rebuild your Windows RT if it had some issues. They have instructions for restoring those devices involving creating a USB recovery drive. It's a little bit overwhelming if you are not used to doing it yourself, but they've got the instructions online. Article over on Ars Technica, Google's Iron Grip on Android. This is a fascinating read for those of you who are Android fans. Talk about Google's trying to keep control of the Android operating system and basically keep everything in their ecosphere and instead of stuff getting out into having more builds. All right, there's some idiots out there, but thousands of idiots downloaded Grand Theft Auto 5 PC installer via BitTorrent. An entire 18 gig file that promised to be the game. But instead, guess what it loaded? You guessed it. A massive load of just spyware, malware, demandware, all kinds of stuff. I guess a lot of people had trouble. Did they really think, you know, was it worth it? I hope it was because their machines are toast. Last article tonight is over on Lifehacker. Adblock Plus now blocks Facebook's biggest annoyances. So there's a list here. If you're a fan of that application, they've got some cool stuff for you. All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the voice messages that came in. Most of these are from podcasters that I know, and then we'll get into the email and we'll give out some more prizes. So I hope you're still hanging with me here. I know I'm long, but hey, it's show 900, right? Okay, here comes the first message that was left on the Speakeasy site. Here we go.
Hey, Todd, Andy McCaskey from SDR News. Congratulations on number 900. Means you only got 100 to go. See you at CES.
Thanks, Andy.
Mabuhay, Todd. This is Brad Leonard from Southern Leyte, Philippines. Congratulations on show 900. I've been a listener since you were on active duty. Your journey from part-time audio blogger to network president is truly inspirational. I'll see you at CES 2014.
All right, Brad.
Todd, congratulations. 900 episodes is a milestone that's going to take me a long time to catch up to. This is Tom Cagley with the Software Process and Measurement Cast wishing you 900 more. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Todd, this is Brett Bumeter, and I just wanted to wish you the best. Congratulations on your 900th episode of the Geek News Central Network, and thanks for all your work in the podcasting community. We met a bunch of years ago back at the Podcast Expo and CES's after that, and hey, you're an inspiration, man. It's good to be your friend.
Thanks so much. We'll see you at New Media.
Hey, Todd, this is Jeffrey Powers from Geekazine.com, and I want to congratulate you on episode number 900 of Geek News Central. You know, I've listened to a lot of episodes. I remember being in my office and listening to Geek News Central podcast, getting ready to start Geekazine.com. And in fact, if you remember, look through the archives, there was one very special episode that I kind of remember that happened on November 23rd of 2007. You were planning a move. And it kind of went a little like this.
It's Friday, November 23rd, and you are listening to the Geek News Central Podcast, brought to you by GoDaddy.com. I'm your guest master of ceremonies, Jeffrey Powers, from Geekazine.com, filling in for the ever-mobile Todd Cochran. I've scoured the internet with the biggest Brillo pad I can find and came up with the greatest stuff for you on this, your Black... What, we can't call it Black Friday anymore? Was it Green Friday? Okay. Green Friday. And I'm sending it to you early so you have something to listen to while you're standing in line at 5 o'clock in the morning waiting for some great holiday deals. Just think of me standing right next to you. And the best part is, I'll be here helping you to decide what to get for that geek or geeks in your life. Did that sound too much like an announcer voice? Because I got a really good one. It's like,
We have an awesome show for you, so strap in, because here we go!
So anyway, congratulations on episode number 900. Here's to getting to 1,000 and many more, and we'll see you at CES and further events. Jeffrey Powers from Geekazine, take care.
That was just a little over the top, Jeffrey, but thanks. I appreciate it. And all those great podcasters and folks that we've known throughout the years. Okay, so earlier in the month, we gave you some homework. And I basically asked you guys, what do you put in your go bag? What do you take with you every day? And this is just kind of one of those fun things I wanted to share with you. And, you know, just let me kind of read through some of the responses. Wallet, keys, iPod, assortment of flash drives, pocket digital camera, extra batteries, iPod charger, Mobi Wi-Fi hotspot, Hall's cough drops, extra iPod Nano or iPod Shuffle, additional stuff, my Samsung Chromebook, once in a while 13 MacBook Pro. Another person said iPhone 5, Bose iPhone earbuds, AT&T 64 gig black iPad mini, LED lenser, PT flashlight, Mophie Juice Pack Pro, 10-watt wall charger, various charging cables, Munster portable 3-outlet surge protector, Jawbone Jambox. Max says, I tend to overpack, but the short list says a few USB cables, a PSP Vita, Nook HD, extra battery, various papers and books. Brian says, the two things I always have when I walk out the door, a wallet, my prepaid track phone, bare bones, make calls, and text only. The next most commonly item I use them is an iPad, no, maybe 80% of the time. Mom said, phone, Bluetooth, mobile charger, water, coffee, assortment of essential oils. Essential oils are great. Products, priceless, ordered book and pens, candy and planters, assorted nuts, and of course, my purse. Let's see, what else? Just got an assortment of stuff here. So some of you said, What's the easiest thing to access? They said already easy via iTunes. And everyone just came out and boom, 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 hit me with like about 20 different things that they use to access the show. And some folks basically even came in and said, you know, the thing I love about the show is the fast moving layout or the content. And one person says, I hate, well, don't care for how long it takes to get to the content. So again, you know, John said that. And I understand that, John. And I guess maybe that's why it makes us different from other shows. And what Marvin says, I use a podcast subscription on my Nokia N6. Top improvement would be an upgrade there, but that is out of your control. While I listen in bed in early morning, want to follow up with show notes, I always forget to do that. Could the podcast have an in-bed link to the show notes? Then my phone browser would go to the show notes with a click on the podcast. There is a link in the show notes that takes you there. So that's just some of the things that that people sent in. And before the show started tonight, I had two random winners that we picked. The first one is Brian Riddle. You're going to win yourself a Roku. So definitely send an email over to insider@geeknewscentral.com. That'll get you basically hooked up, and we're going to make sure that we get your information to get that ordered for you. Second person was Melvin Aching. Congratulations, and basically you're going to get the chance between a Roku or a Chromecast. So you'll let insider@geeknewscentral.com know as well. That's going to wrap it up for basically the giveaways here, folks. Three things, not a lot of stuff, but wanted to spend the contribution that was given. If we have any money left over, we'll follow it up in a later show. But this is going to bring me to the end of episode 900. And wow, we start the march now, right? March to 1,000. Incredible. Incredible. Thank you for being here. It's been my pleasure to bring this episode and all the previous episodes to you, and all the folks that supported me along the way, and the emails and comments and so forth. Thank you for being part of the Ohana. All our insiders out there that are contributing monthly, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It really does make a difference. We're starting to make great headway there with new folks coming in. And now that we've got a new insider and contest coordinator all in one, we're going to have a lot more stuff going on. He's going to be slave driving me to make sure that stuff gets out and that we get the insiders more connected as we move forward. But everyone, thanks for being here. We look forward to bringing show 901 on Thursday. But send your comments, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. You can tweet me, follow me on Google+, wherever it may be. Everyone, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Take care. And aloha.